welcome you guys. I hope you had a good break. And we'll have some exciting chapters coming up here in 2 Samuel. And notice, you know, we're going to start 18 today, and we don't have that many more chapters to go, six more. So, but we are actually on 17, and we're right about, and we're right at verse 27. That's where we are going to start. David is on the run, to remind you, and Hushai and Ahithophel have given their advice, and he's following Hushai's advice. And so remember, Absalom was actually going after David, and David was on the run, and that's where we pick it up. Vayahi kevo David machanaima veshovi ben Nachash meirabat b'nei Amon u'makir ben Amiel milo devar Uvar Zilai Hagiliadi Me Roglim. This is just a bunch of names. You can X out most of these words. All right. Kevo, though, Kevo, notice, is an infinitive from Bo. And notice after the Vayahi, and you see an infinitive with a preposition, you can bet it's temporal. All right. And so what we have following the Vayahi is a temporal clause. And then you have a weird bit of syntax in the next two verses, just kind of strange. So it would be, now it happened, Vayahi, Kevo. As soon as David entered, or you could say as David was entering Machanaima. Machanaim is the name of the place, and the locative hey at the end. So it happened, as David was entering Machanaima, okay, that's the temporal clause. Notice the Masoretes actually put an atnach under there for you. So here's the main clause with all these names. And you would just translate it as a comma here. Shovi is the name of a guy. So Shovi, son of Nachash, from Rabat. That's another city. Of the Ammonites, of the children of Ammon. That's one guy, so Shovi. And Machir, son of Amiel, from Lodavar, that's another place name. Okay, so that's the second guy. So we have Shobi and Machir. And then the third guy is Barzillai, the Gileadite from Roglim. All right? So notice they're all place names. That's one aggravating thing about Hebrew. You can't tell a place name from a people name from a verb. Right? All right. So the subject, we don't have the verb yet. We just have the subject, three guys. All right? Now what comes in verse 28, still you don't get the verb, what these guys were doing. You get the objects, and you get a whole list of objects. So you have this list of people, now the list of objects. That's why I say it's kind of strange run-on, a very much run-on sentence. Okay, and some of these words you'll be familiar with. Verse 28 then, Mishkav vesapot, u'kili yotzer vechitim u'seorim vekemach, kemach, vekoli, Upul va adashim vekoli. Okay, mishkav is a bed. Notice from shakav, to lie down. A bed and sapot are jugs or utensils, basins. So a bed and basins and the vessel of a yotzer, a potter. That's from yatzar, to form. This is just a participle. So we would say pottery. So basins and pottery, and chitim is wheat. And se'orim is barley, and kemach is flour, and koli is grain of some kind, like roasted grain usually, and pol is beans, so these are all collectives, and adashim is lentils. So notice pol is singular, and adashim is plural. The pol, though, is a collective, and adashim, they use the plural for it. So beans and lentils, and now again koli, another kind of grain, all right? Verse 29, the list continues. I'll go back and kind of put all this together. U devash vechema, devash is honey, and chema is curds, vetzon, you know, and sheep. U shefot bakar, bakar is cattle. Shefot is, it's only used once or twice, it's very uncommon. They usually take it to mean some kind of cheese, so cheese from cattle. Okay. Here's the verb, higishu la David. Okay, higishu, notice, is the hifil from Nagash. Notice there's a and nun that has assimilated. Nagash means to come near, so higishu, the hifil, would mean to bring near. Okay? So notice that the subjects. So now it happened, as go back to verse 27. As soon as David entered Machaima, Shovi and Makir and Barzelli, now you would say brought, higishu, brought mishkav, a bed, and basins, and pottery, and wheat, and barley, and flour, and roasted grain, and beans, and lentils, and roasted grain, another kind, and honey, and curds, and sheep, and cheese of cattle, okay, to David and to the people who were with him. Okay, everybody with me? Le'ekol, to eat. So here you have an infinitive construct from akal with the lamed in front of it. In order to eat. Okay? Ki amru, for they said, and here again you're talking about Shovi, Makir, and Barzelai, for they said, ha'am, the people, are ra'ev, hungry, ve'ayef, and tired, ve'tzameh, and thirsty, bamidbar, in the wilderness. Everybody get that? So it's kind of a very funnily ordered sentence there. Notice that the words, each one is not that difficult, but you just have to see how the syntax is going here. Notice the common words, though, at the end of verse 29. Ra'ev, hunger, hungry. Ayef, tired. Tzame, thirsty. Okay, those are pretty common words that you see. People have these conditions a lot in the Old Testament. Okay, any questions? That brings us to the end of chapter 17. Any questions about what's going on? Yeah, Will.
The koli is mentioned twice.
Yeah.
And then in the footnote, I guess it's...
it's deleted. Yeah.
Or what is that?
Well, now in the footnotes under 28b, notice it's deleted in the Septuagint. And in certain other versions, probably because they see it as a repetition.
Why are there two B's then? You see that?
Under verse 28, there's an A. And I only see one B under 28.
Okay, okay. I dropped down.
Oh, okay. Oh, 29. Yeah, there's.
29. There's a B. Okay.
Yeah, because there's something different there.
Okay, that means delete though.
Yeah, that's that one little triangle deal. Is okay. Delete. It's not present in the Septuagint. All right. We start chapter 18. Va'yifko David et ha'am asherito, va'yasim alehem sarei alafim v'sarei meot. All right. Pakad means a lot of different things here. It means he numbered them. He took a census. Va'yifko, simple call, imperfect. And David numbered ha'am, the people, asherito, who were with him. Vayasem. See the root of this? What's the root? Seem. To put or to place. Okay? And he put over them sarei alafim. Sar is a prince, so our leader, we would say. Leaders of thousands, alafim, and leaders of meot, hundreds. So he divided the troops, put heads over them. Okay? Verse 2. Vayeshalach David et ha'am. Ha shalishit beyad Oyav, ha shalishit beyad Avishai, ben Zeruiah, achi Yoav, ha shalishit beyad Ittai Hagiti. Okay, notice the PL vav consecutive from Shalach. So and David sent out the people. Stop there. See the Rabbi above the Ha'am? David sent out the people. So notice they were all in Machanaim and they were going out. Why? Because they had to meet Absalom in war. That's why he was dividing them. See, notice he was dividing them under the leaders. He was arranging them for battle. That's what was happening. So he sent them out. Now notice, Ha'shalishit, one-third, under the control of Joab, or by the hand of Joab. Remember, that was the leader of his army. And one-third under the power of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, the brother of Joab. Notice these then were both nephews of David. And one-third under the power of Ittai, the Gittite. You guys are getting a lot of names here. So he divided them under in thousands, hundreds, then he sent them out in thirds, probably, you know, arranging them for battle. Okay? Vayomer HaMelech El Ha'am Yatzo Eitze Gam Ani Imakim. Then the king said to the people, notice here's the infinitive absolute, Yatzo, followed by a simple call, imperfect, first common from Yatzah. That's the Eitze. First yud verb, I will go out. Yatzo, infinitive, I surely will go out. Okay, everybody remember the syntax of that? So the king said to the people, I surely go out, also I with you. So notice how strong the emphasis is with the infinitive plus the gam and the repetition of the pronoun. Okay, so even I myself surely will go out with you. Okay, so he wants to go out to battle with them. Verse 3, Vayomer ha'am lo teitze ki im nos nanus lo yasimu elenu lev ve'im yamutu chetz yenu lo yasimu elenu lev kiata kamonu asara alafim vatatov ki tihya lanu meir la. Oh, this is la azor. All right? And the people said, lo teitze, you shall not go out. For if, now notice this next construction, it's the same as the one before it. Nos is the infinitive absolute from nous, simple call. Notice ya nous, the finite verb from nous, call imperfect, that we will flee, first common plural, from nous, hollow verb, just like na kum, we will rise. Na nous, we will flee. So, you shall not go out. For if we indeed flee, lo yasimu, they will not put to us a lev, a heart. Okay, that's very woodenly. We would say, they won't give thought to us. They will not, yeah. So, lo yasimu elenu lev. They will not put to us a thought. And if yamutu chetzienu. Okay, the chetzienu is the subject, and that is from the noun chatzi, which means half, plus the first common plural suffix, half of us. All right? And if half of us yamutu, die, see from mut? So if half of us die, they will not put to us a thought. They won't give a thought to us. Okay? For Ata, for now, this is like us. This is from Kamonu. Okay, so it's the preposition ke. And remember, when you add a suffix, it's the kemo ending. So Kamonu, like us, then Asara 10, Alafim 1,000. Okay? So something like, I would probably translate, there are 10,000 like us. And what it means is there's only one of you. So some translations go, one of you is like 10,000 of us. Okay, but woodenly it's, now there are like us 10,000. And now it is good that you, Tihya, be for us from the city. Okay, so we would probably translate that Tov as a comparative. Now it is better that you stay for us or be for us from the city to help. Okay, now notice that last word. See the root there? Ein, Zayin, Resh, Azar, to help. This is a mixed, what you kind of sometimes see is a mixed form. Notice the point, the yud in there tells you that the consonantal text is taking this as a hifil form, and that the hey for the infinitive construct has left. All right, that's why that yud is there. But that's highly unlikely, given that this would be one of two cases in the Bible of the hifil of azar. What probably happened is that in the manuscript, the yud got switched. It's supposed to be a vav there, and you should read it as a call form. La'azor. So that's why the Masoretes point it with the Vav, La'azor. They want you to read for a help or in order to help. So notice that really what the gist of it is, right, that the people say the king is too important. You're not going to leave, come out to battle. You're going to stay in the city to help us. See, you will be help for us from the city, would be a good English word order of that. And so the help kind of functions to complete the tih, yeah, that infinitive there. Okay. Questions through verse 3. All right, we start a new paragraph. Vayomer alehem hamelek asher yitav be'enekem e'aseh. Vayamot hamelek el yad ha-sha'ar ve'kol ha'am yatz'u le'meot ve'la'alafim. Then the king said to them, Vayomer alehem hamelek. What is good? This is from Yatav. Remember this first yud of passive verbs, the yud tends to stay. What is good in your eyes, e'eseh, I will do, from Asa. And so the king stood at the Yad HaShar, at the hand of the gate. We would say at the side of the gate. And all the people, Yatsu, went out. Lemeot, by hundreds, and La'alafim, by thousands. Okay, so notice the detail the narrator is giving you in this little section about David's preparations for battle. It's very interesting how he gives you an inside view of this. After giving you kind of inside of what happened to Absalom, now you get this kind of detail preparations. Remember, too, when these three guys gave provisions to David, remember the same thing happened in 16, verse 1, as David was leaving the city, as he was descending from the hill. Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, came with donkeys and with roasted grain and some flour and some other stuff for the people. So you see the people provisioning him and his troops as they're fleeing. But now they're getting ready for battle. And remember, the reason they're getting ready is because the messenger had come that Absalom's on the move. And so they had time to escape, strengthen their position, I'm assuming. And now they're ready to face him. Okay? And the end comes swift, you will see. There's not a lot of detail. Verse 5. Vayetzav Amalek et Yoav ve'et Avishai ve'et Itti lemor le'at li, this is the key verse, le'at li lana'ar le'avshalom ve'kol ha'am shamu betzavot Amalek el et kol ha'sarim al devar avshalom. Okay. Then David commanded, Vayetzav, this is from Zava, P.L., imperfect vav consecutive. Then the king commanded Joab, specifically, and Abishai and Itti, his three leaders, saying, okay, le'at. This is an adverb, means gently. It's actually, the word is at, and at is the substantive gentleness, and you just add the preposition lamed, and it means gently. So he said, gently. Now notice there's no verb here. Gently for me with the lad, with Absalom. So obviously what it means is deal gently with him. So gently for me, la na'ar, in respect to the lad, that is Avshalom, Absalom. Okay. Now notice this next. And all the people, now notice it's not a vav consecutive, he breaks that up. And all the people shamu, all the people heard. Now notice, here's the object. Here you have an infinitive construct as an object. All the people heard Betzavot, heard the king commanding. So this Betzavot is an infinitive construct. All right. All the people heard the king commanding all the Sarim leaders, Aldavar, over the matter of Absalom, or concerning Absalom, we would say, Aldavar. Questions? Everybody see what's going on? That's kind of a crucial line, right? Okay. Here we go. In two verses, we'll get it. Vayetze ha'am hasadeh likrat Yisrael. Vatehi hamilchama beya'ar Ephraim. So the troops went out. Vayetze hasadeh, to the field. Likrat, to meet. This is just an infinitive construct from kara. Remember, kara can mean to call or to read, but also to happen or to meet. So the people went out to the field, Hasadeh, to meet Israel. Okay, now, see, it's very interesting that the troops opposed to David are Israel. So you're talking mainly the 10 tribes to the north. Okay, and the war was, see, Hamilchama, I should say, and the battle, Vatahi, was Beya'ar. Ya'ar is forest. In the forest of Ephraim. The battle is in the forest of Ephraim. Okay, now here it is. Real simple. Va'yinag fu shamam Yisrael lifnei avdei David. Va'tehi sham ha magefa gedola bayom ha'u esrim ela. Okay. Nagaf, first word of verse 7, means to slaughter. To strike a blow. Here's a niphal form. Everybody see the niphal? A hirik, a dogish in the nun preceded by a short vowel, and then the big comets under the nun. So the root is nagaf, it's a niphal. They were slaughtered. Va yinag fu. There, the people of Israel. See, and we would probably say, instead of people, am is probably the troops. The army of Israel was slaughtered there before the Avdei David, before the servants of David. And Hamagefa, notice that that's a simple noun from Nagaf. You add the mem to it. And the slaughter there, Sham, was Gedola. Was what? Great. See, it's feminine because Magefa is feminine. And the slaughter there was great by Yom Hahu on that day. Stop. Now it gives you the number. Esrim from Asar's 10. Esrim is 20. 20 Aleph. 20,000. Okay. All right, good. We will stop there with that number, and we will take it up at 18, verse 8, next week.